This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, we'll talk about income that is subject to Social Security taxes. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Well, this week it's not really a strategy or a technique or a rule or anything like that, but it's more of an interesting fact about Social Security that I just ran across recently. It's, I guess, a bit of a statistical measure. So we all know that there's a maximum amount of earnings every year that's subject to Social Security taxes. And in 2017, that number is $127,200, which simply means that any earned income above $127,200 is not subject to the 12.4% Social Security taxes that are collected to be sent into the Social Security system. That 12.4 is made up of 6.2% from the employee and 6.2% from the employer. If you're self-employed, you pay both sides. Those of you who are self-employed know that for sure. And that's the case. And that limit does go up. Last year, it was $118,500, I believe, so back in 2016. And it had been at that level for a couple of years. And due to the way it's figured, it was kind of stuck at that level for a couple of years, and then there was some pent-up wage inflation that now is reflected in 2017 numbers. That's probably a topic for another show, but nevertheless, the number for 2017 is $127,200. The interesting fact is back in 1983, when the last major Social Security changes were implemented, at that time, 90% of all the income earned in the United States was subject to Social Security taxes. So the cap that back in 1983 was much lower. I'll have to admit, I don't know what it was in 83 off the top of my head. But the cap was such that it captured 90% of all the earned income in the United States. Well, over time, since that percentage has dropped to 82%, which doesn't sound like a ton, but it's about a 10% reduction in the amount of income that is exposed to Social Security taxes. So in an age, this was of interest to me, because in an age where we are worried about the Social Security system not having enough money coming in to pay out its benefits, here's a place where the money going in is kind of deteriorated, and it's really a function of the fact that the cap is raised on a fairly regular basis based on wage inflation. Well, that controls for inflation itself, but it hasn't adjusted for the changes in who's earning the income. And as we've all heard, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, there's increased income inequality today than there was in the past couple of decades. So, which means that there's more income piling up in the hands of the wealthy than being spread out among everyone. And what that's doing is it's causing more and more of the national income to fall above that $127,200 limit, because it's not going to middle income people, several of them. It's piling up into individuals who are above the $127,200 limit. Now, I'm not pointing this out because I begrudge those that make over that amount, or I think that people that have very high incomes don't deserve it. It has nothing to do with that. But it's just I just wanted to point this out. So as we talk about the prospects of increasing the cap on how much income is exposed to Social Security taxes, maybe this will keep things a bit in perspective. Just raising the cap would simply, at first, put it back towards the balance of what's taxed and what's not taxed to the early 80s, that kind of balance that we had back then. If we removed the cap completely, which is being proposed by quite a number of people, actually, then 100% of earned income would be subjected to Social Security taxes. I don't know if either of those are going to be implemented, but as we talk about, as a society, the changes that are going to happen to Social Security to fix it, and I'm using quotes, my air quotes here in the studio, to fix the system, a popular topic is to do something about that cap. Well, here's evidence that the cap, even though it has been raised, probably out of fairness, has not been raised quickly enough to adjust for this shifting of income situation that we've seen over the past few decades. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I found it interesting because it's not something I had anticipated or really thought about. But and I'm not really saying this as being a proponent of raising the cap, doing away with the cap, that sort of thing. I do have my opinions there. That's not really what this particular blog post is about. But just a little fun fact, if you will, about how that income is exposed to Social Security taxes. So thanks for joining us here again on another episode of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, and I'll be back with you next week with another post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.